This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the biggest questions in Iraq's election was who would show up to vote. In most of the country, millions of people cast ballots, and as we'll hear in a minute, many did so with a sense of optimism. But by many accounts, that was not the case in areas dominated by Sunni Muslims. Reporter Tony Perry of the Los Angeles Times is in one of those areas. He's embedded with the 1st Marine Division in Ramadi, and he's on the line now. And Tony, what did you see where you are?
Well, what I saw was very, very few voters. The boycott was very successful here, and also the intimidation campaign by the insurgents, and that campaign worked. They had put up posters and slogans on walls. They'd even done a telephone campaign in the days before the election, sort of a reverse get-out-the-vote drive. This was a don't-get-out-the-vote drive, and it worked. In this Al-Anbar province, only, I'd say, maybe 7% of a quarter million people who could have voted, voted. And even that number is probably a little high or misleading because there is a Kurdish enclave here which probably voted very high. The Sunnis simply stayed home.
So people might be at home and they would receive a telephone call warning them of dire consequences?
Oh, warning them of getting their heads chopped off in public is what was happening. You have to remember, this is basically a lawless city. All 1,000 Iraqi police assigned to Ramadi, which is the provincial capital of Al-Anbar, all of them quit in the days leading up to the election. The provincial governor, his house having been firebombed, went into hiding. All the public employees stopped coming to work. There is no government. There is no law enforcement in this community. And that's why the insurgents basically could do whatever they wanted. Now, at the polling places, there was tremendous security provided by the U.S. Marines, by the Army, U.S. Army, and also by the Iraqi commandos. The polling places, all 8 of them in this city of Ramadi, probably were the safest places in all of Iraq. But getting to them and living in the days after you went to one of them was too much, I think, for a lot of the residents, and they just stayed home out of fear.
Was fear the only reason that people didn't show up to vote?
I think it's a bunch of reasons. The Sunni clerics had called for a boycott. They found this idea of an election to violate the Quran. There are people, educated people. I talked to a professor who says all that's going to happen out of this new government is that the Shiites will essentially get in bed with Iran and the Shiite clerics that rule that country. They want no part of it. And then, of course, there's the whole sense that this is going to be the forgotten province. This is the province that is Sunni, that was Saddam Hussein's strength, even though they feuded with him, and that their day is past. So fear, apathy, ignorance, religious opposition, it all came together to lead to a very, very small turnout here.
Mr. Perry, you're in a city, of course, that has been near the heart of the insurgency against the United States, and one of the hopes for this election was that after the election, things would feel different in Iraq, that Iraqis would feel like they had a legitimate government and they might be less inclined to fight against it. On this day after the election, do things feel different where you are?
No, I don't think so. I think the insurgents can be counted upon to step up their violence. No one is saying that happy days are going to be here again. But what I think we are is we're a step closer. And the hope here is, even though the Sunni majority did not, in this province, did not turn out, they will realize that their best game from here on in is actually being part of the process rather than sitting on the sidelines. If the security situation can be stabilized, if they can be assured that they are not taking their lives in their hands, being part of the new process.
We've been talking to Tony Perry. He's a reporter with the Los Angeles Times, and he's been traveling with the 1st Marine Division, and he's in the Iraqi city of Ramadi. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.